Today we begin a series that follows the voting process through the September 6th primary election. WATD's Charles Mathewson will use the town of Kingston to represent the process.
To establish a context, how many people participate?
Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher. On average, what percentage of registered voters participate?
We always expect to get a minimum of about 15%. In a local election, we can sometimes get 7%.
The low turnout average is the same throughout the region. Efforts to increase the number of registered voters have kept the percentage of participants low.
The thing is that you can sign up as many registered voters as you want. That does not mean that they're going to vote. The saddest part is that as an elected official, you could win with 8 to 10 to 15% of the population voting for you.
Recent distrust of the process has also kept participation low.
How many people are shy about voting because they do not trust the process?
We're getting cards back. I can show you some examples here. I'll vote in person. I don't trust mail-in voting. Cheating goes on. Here's another one. Not a fair vote. We're starting to get those cards back. It's a growing population of those that don't trust, whether it be the local politicians or the state politicians or the federal politicians or the election process itself, which is unfortunate because we cherish our democratic process and that's how it works. For people to be questioning it, it makes it more difficult for people to think that their vote counts, and their vote does count.
We're doing this series to make the process more clear. What motivates the town clerk? What is your goal as town clerk regarding an election?
Providing complete access to registering to vote and to providing quality and precise results.
Next, we'll explore those absentee ballot applications sent to all registered voters in the state. Charles Mathewson, WATD News.